סמל שין חב גימור סיב זיין. מחבר מותר להטביל כלי חודש הטעון טבילה. A person who purchased a keli from a goy, so the halach is, one is mechuyev to be toivel the keli, one is not permitted to use the keli before tevila. So there is a shaila, is there an issa of tikkun mone by being toivel the keli in Shabbos? And be'etzem, the tzdodei ha-shaylem are dependent le gemore meseches beyem. Did halach is that one is not permitted to be toivel a keli that became tomei, that is tomei in Yontev and Shabbos. And the Archiluke day is why one is not permitted to be toivel a keli in Shabbos and Yom Tov. One of the reasons are, let us just get a picture. This is a four-way machlokes. Just let's mention two shittas. The Rav Yosef's time is one is not permitted to be toivel a kli tamei because when they were toivel kalim bismaneim, that kalim that they were nizah betumah v'tarim, they were toivel kalim. They also used to be toivel begodim. That means if when they were nizah and tumah v'tarim, shirt became tamei, a jacket became, they had to toivel that also. Now, if one will be permitted to be toivel kalim tmeim in yontif, so toivel a jacket in yontif also, and then there's a gzeir shema yischait. He might make tzchita. He has a dripping jacket, a dripping shirt. So therefore they asked to be toivel kalim tmeim. That's the reason. So if the reason not to be toivel a kli tomei is shema yisroi, so that's tavke by a kli tomei. But if I buy a keli from a goy, the din of tvilas kelim over there is not applicable to begodim. It's only applicable to kli suda. So memele here, that gzeira does not apply. So therefore, according to Rav Yosef, one would be permitted to be, if I have a keli from a goy, one would be permitted to be toivel it in Shabbos and Yom Tov. The whole
sorry, from a goy.
Kli suda. Do you go to toivel it? The whole din of tevila. No, we're not nizer and tumentara now.
But
no, the whole gzeira was by kalim tmeim. You're not allowed to be toivel them because you might come to be toivel your jacket. Your jacket also can become tamei. But if I buy a kli suda from a goy, it's not al tumentara. Then it's a din. We learn now from kli midyan, you have to be toivel a keli that's purchased from a goy. And kli suda only applies by not by begodim. So the gzeira does not apply. Rav says the reason one is not permitted to be toivel a kli tomei in yontif or Shabbos is al tmasakin moneh. That's called a tikkun. Before the tzvila, I can't put a dover toyer in it. I can't put tum in it. It's not usable. After the tefillah, I can use it. So Mamela Sorova says the iser of tefillah is also masakan mode. So according to Rova, so the same thing. If I purchase a keli from a goy, so I'm not allowed to use a kli suda. I'm not allowed to use this keli before tvila. So then there'd be an issa to be toivel this keli in Shabbos and Yom Tov al tikkun monim. So that means we have a Gemara Mesechtes Beyah that says you're not allowed to be toivel a kli tomei in Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the shaila is, can I compare a kli that I purchased from a goy to a kli tomei? Since the reason is, according to Rabbi Yosef, that the whole reason they asked to toivel a kli tomei, Shem, maybe he'll toivel a beggar tomei and he'll come lidei shchita. So that halacha only applies by tumah, by kelim tmeim. But if I purchase a kli suda from a goy, I'd be permitted to be toivel it. If I learn the reason is according to Rava, that the reason you're not allowed to be toivel a kli tomei is al tikkun monim, so then this applies by a keli that I purchased from a goy. Now, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rav Yosef? Do we paskin like Rava? The machlekes are rishonim. Others paskin like Rav Yosef, and others paskin like Rava. So now we will appreciate the lesson of the Mechaber. The Mechaber holds mutter lahatbel kli chodosh aton tvila. And that means we paskin like Rav Yosef. So the soul iser is only by a kli tomei, not by a keli that was purchased from a goy. V'yesh oisrim, there are others that paskin like Rav. So then one will not be permitted. Well, will not be permitted to be toivel a keli that was purchased from a goy. Fine. V'yirei shamayim, yete yiskulom, a yirei shamayim, avoids this machloikis, v'yite nakli le'eni Yehudi b'matone, he should give the keli, he bought a keli from the goy, Erev Yom Tov, he bought a brand new keli. Now it's Yom Tov and he didn't toivel it. So he should give back this keli to the goy. He should give it to Mamatona. We will give back to you. And he should borrow it from him. He's borrowing the keli from the goy. So there is no iser b'chlal to use a goy's keli. The iser is to use a keli ayid that purchased from a goy. He has to be toivel the keli. But if it's the goy's keli, and I'm using the goy's keli, it's no problem. Bishalendo mimenu, vein tzorich tvila. So then you don't need tvila. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah so far on this. Muto, according to the Mechaber, according to the first day, one is permitted to be toivel a keli in Shabbos. Afilu oyele ekli kaidim Shabbos v'yontif. Afilu he had the keli before Shabbos v'yontif. And he theoretically he could have toiveled it Erev Shabbos. He didn't toivel it Erev Shabbos. So what? But there's no issel to be toivel a keli in Shabbos. That's according to the Matirim. Uledasa oisrim, and according to those who ask them, Afilu higia lo yakli b'Shabbos, he first acquired the keli in Shabbos. Shenosin lo yehni Yehudi b'matone, the guy gave him a matone. Afilu he also, that means he had no eitzah whatsoever to be toivel the keli before Shabbos. He just acquired it in Shabbos. But it's also because according to the second day, the issa of tvile of kelim tmeim is like it's a tikkun mone. So this is also a tikkun mone. The mitchila ya also lishtamish bo. L'chein also midarabonim. It's also midarabonim because it's not a real tikkun keli. But me the rabbanan asked this it's at a tikkun mone, so me it's also me the rabbanan.
Excuse me, he's the right.
Yeah. Yeah, but this call, that is called, that was Mesakin the Keli, it's a tikkun, it's only the tikkun mon, I mean, a teir is if I really am a Mesakin the Keli, I mean, I'm afrish the tumor from Tevel. So it's also a salt tikkun. But it's only a darabon and the kimaloch. It's not a daraisa the ketikkun. It's not the tikkun that the Torah also. Halachically, I now was matter the keli. I could use it, but this is not a daraisa the ketikkun money. And the holy so ishtamshis is a darabonon. That means to use a keli without tevila. There's a mitzvah to retable the keli. Fine. So now I'll do the mitzvah tomorrow. To use the keli now with the rabbanon, you're not allowed. So all these things are the rabbanons. Lachin also with the rabbon. Al kabbonon, so it's also with the rabbon. Kli chodosh. Hanikach mina any Yehudi was purchased from a goy. Vamachaber saw some lehiska beezekli mairi. He didn't specify what type of a keli was speaking about. Umash medafilikli matris, afilu a keli that's made out of matris metal. The harbe poiskin svirulum. The tvilosa hu minatoire, the chiev tvile is minatoire, gamma machaber, so some came be a day, some kufros if you don't. Come came mutalahatul yalata, be matulit, period, find the miralocha. Viesh, so according to the matirim, afilu yalal to table a klimatris. According to the oisrim, viesh oisrim, ein afilu beklis chuchis. A klis chuchis, a glass keli, the whole chi of tvilis only with the rabbonim. Afilu hulet soirech Shabbos, I need it for Shabbos, but it's fafal, it's awesome. So the Mahaba brought down 2 days, if it's permissible, if it's not permissible. So the Mahaba says, V'yirei Shemayim, Ayirei Shemayim should avoid this Shailev and give it back to the Goy and borrow it from the Goy. Mashme, so L'chayred, this is how the Mishabul and Shat the Mahaba. The Mahaba says, it's Mutter. Others say it's also. So what's the Yirei Shemayim should avoid the Shaila. So I say, if a person is not in this category of a Yirei Shemayim, so it seems from the Mechaba, Mikha Dini Paskins, it's Mutter. And the Yesha Yisrim, that means Mikha Dim, it's Mutter. If you want to be Seimach on the first day, you can do it. I'll still give you Shishi. It's Nishkevela. Yeah, you can do it. But if you Yirei Shemayim, so then avoid the Shaila and be Yitzel L'chol HaDayis. Mashmei the Mitzad Adin Maskim L'Day HaRishoinom. That's how the Mechaba Paskins. V'ayim B'Darkei Moshe Shekosam, and Darkei Moshe, he says, Pungfakel, the Medina Yesh Livsoik Kedas HaYesh Oisrim. Mika, then we should Paskin like the second day. Bring Mosad B'Shuvish Shagasaya. Right. So B'Ezim, it's not so poshut, it's only a Flumkeit. To avoid the Shaila, the Daki Maisha holds that Meikar Adin is also to be to table. Now, Omikomoke. Im Ovar Vitoval. So now, according to the Darkei Moshe, if you're not a lay speaker, then we're asking you're not allowed to be table. Im Ovar V'Tovol. But if he was table, fine. He didn't know the Shulchan Aruch. Akashem HaMaisa. He tabled it. So now we're coming to a new Shaila. What is the din if a person is Mechalo Shabbos? He's Mechalo Shabbos. He cooked with the Rabbonim. So by all things, if he made a Chilo Shabbos, so Chazal answered That's what he had done. That means he cooked a machel. Amazing. It's also in the Rabbonon. He did a maloch in the Rabbonon. So it's also Chazal also did Al Kaponim in Shabbos. That's for sure. So he says, but over here, Mikomokim, Im Oval, Betoval, Efshel, the Mutter, the Ishtamish, boy, could be allowed to use it. It means, according to the Darkei Moshe that said, Meika, then we paskin, you're not allowed to be toivul it. Afal Pikaim, Im Oval, Betoval, it could be you can use it. Even the Yesh Matira Mafilo Lachatrile, that means this Knas, there's a Knas. If you were Mechalo Shabbos, so Chazal said, you're not allowed to use it. But who says I was Mechalo Shabbos? The first day you holds that I'm allowed to do it. So when it comes to the Knas, if you ask me, Ashayla, should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? So the documentation says, don't you dare do it. Speaking then we paskin like the second day, and you're not allowed to be Tevel or Keli in Shabbos. But if I did it already, so now you want to clear Ashayla, is there a Knas that I can't use it? This is already a Sofik the Rabbonon, if they did cancel, if they didn't cancel. So Memele, so we say Sofik the Rabbonon, Lakula, and you're allowed to use it. Imam of Tabal Avshin, the Mutal Ishtamish, boy. Even the Yesh Matirim Avilu Chatchilam. Fine. Second in, Bim Yesh Loi Sofik ala Keli im Hitzricha Tvile. What if he has a Sofik if this Keli needs Tvile? He's a Sofik. What? Okay, you don't know what's the purchase of a guy from a Yid. That's right. So if he has a Sofik, nearly. So then, you could be saying on the first day, L'cheire, there's a head of a sex over here. That means, could be it doesn't need tvila. So, and until it does need tvila, this the first day of the holds, you're allowed to be tovel on Shabbos. So, if it's a suffix, if there's a he of tvila, so he says, Nira li, you can be Samech on the first day and Tavel it Lechatzilev. Kshiyev Shiloh Elas is B'nai Kolaitze Samavu Oris B'Shulchanoch. Now, if you could avoid this, we have an Eitze and give it back to the Goy and then borrow it from the Goy. That's if you have a Goy who's cooperative and whatever you tell him to do, he'll do it. He'll give it back to him, he'll take it back. You want to lend it for him, you'll lend it to you. If you have such a Goy. But if you don't have such a Goy, so, and that's what you do now. I need the Kaylee. So then you can be saying, I'm going to make it. But Matt on it. So you give it back, so the Mechaber says the best etza is to avoid these difficulties. So you give it to the guy from Matana, you borrow it. V'av agav da osa litein Matana b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to give a Matana in Shabbos, because it's just like Mekecha Memker is also. They asked Mekecha Memker, so they asked Matanas also. They asked to be Magnus something to someone else. The Moshe Kosov b'Simin Shinvov. He needs the keli for Shabbos. So if he needs the keli for Shabbos, so a matone letzayir Shabbos is muta. Matone letzayir Shabbos is muta.
Well, if Arlo won, we had one, we had to a single Arlo.
If he brings it, so that could be it's also the side of Shabbos. You should drink it in Shabbos. That's the yeah, Shabbos. Yeah, okay. There you don't need the Kenyan even. Between you and me, if someone brings, in the case of the Kenyan, is Sabashful by an Esrig in Yom Tov. The first day you need Shaloi, and someone comes over to me, be machna me, the Dalit meaning. So there's also a matone. So there's a tzarech mitzvah. Listen, a tzarech mitzvah is muta. Tzarech Shabbos is muta. Samazoi to give him.
He had 10 on the file, saying.
Yeah, but really, in this case, you don't need the kinyan. You don't need that. It should be shalais. Bring me a bottle of wine. I have to pick it up to be kind. You don't need the whole Kenyan over there. I have a bottle of wine, so I'll drink the wine. You don't need shalais. Here, I need shalais. It has to belong to the guy, and I'm buying it from the guy. See, you have a problem over matana. And then he borrows it. Now, so we have to understand what happened over here. The guy, it's beyond the guy's comprehension and gone from what's happening over here. But you come over to the guy, listen, I bought it from the guy yesterday. I come over to the guy today, he's my next door neighbor. Listen, I want to give you back what I bought from you, Amatone. And I want to borrow it from you. So, okay, so the guy doesn't understand the whole lumdus, what I'm accomplishing. He sold it to me. I say, I'm giving it to back on my tongue, and he's borrowing it, whatever it is. But now, Lemaisa, what's happening? Lemaisa's going to keep it. He's not going to go back and give it back to the guy. He's going to keep it. And that's, but I'm not keeping my Kaylee. I'm borrowing it from the nature of Nitzachim, but I'm borrowing it from Taki. It's not going to give it back to the guy. So since it's Taki the guy's Kaylee, and he's borrowing it from the guy, and he's going to, this Shaila will be the nature of Nitzachim. So now you have to table it. It means a task. Even though beside you and Ishka Kalitas is shown them, because this, it's the guy that I'm using it forever. So the task is, but since Lamaisa, you're using it forever, so it's it's like yours. So the task says, you have to be table it. Can cause of a task. Maybe I. This is a chumra of the Taz. That means in Lomdis, the Lomdis is still applicable. It's the Goyis, and I'm borrowing it. So Meiker, it's not poshut, but I need to be them. The chumra, you have to be table it since you're going to keep it. But to make a broche, you don't make a broche because maybe, because Vinishvi, it's the guys. Oh, Yatvil Kli Acherim, maybe a broche of Shneim. Or else, if you want to be golf woman, so take another Kaylee that Visha needs to be them and make the broche on both. Fine. So this was the vial, what the Mechaber said, a machlokes, if you're allowed to be table, a Kaylee in Shabbos. Agavuche and Dimshu brings on a very interesting shaila. But like this, we have here the second day that holds, you're not allowed to be toivel, akeli, and Shabbos of Tikkun Mone. That's a Tikkun. Before you couldn't use it, now I can use it, it's called a Tikkun Mone. So Rav Shlomo Zalman clears a very interesting shaila. What is, if it's Erev Pesach, and Erev Pesach Shchaliyos b'Shabbos. It's Shabbos and it's Erev Pesach, and he has false teeth, and he should kasha his false teeth. And he didn't kasha his false teeth, and now it's Shabbos. So theoretically, you can kasha them. You can pour hot water on them. Whatever this, I mean, the hagolah. What is the word? Yeah, but it's a tikkun. But it's a tikkun Shabbos. But it's a tikkun money. The shaila is al tikkun money. If you're not to be toivel a keli, but since I'm not allowed to use this keli, so it's a tikkun money. See, it's also a tikkun money. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, "Amar de kechab." He says like this: when do you cash in your teeth when chometz is mutter? You can't, when the chometz is us, you can't kasha anymore. Then the kasha doesn't help. So that means, let's say, chometz has become also bachila at 9:30. I'm going to kasha at 8 o'clock. And I'm besinking, I'm going to kasha at 8 o'clock. So 8 o'clock, it's not called a tikkun mone because I can eat with these teeth now before the kasha and then after the kasha. Yeah, it's negeya, 9:30. It could be that's not called a tikkun mona. Tikkun mona means over here, by a keli that needs tvila. So I can't use this keli now without tvila. There, Chazal said, you are misakin the keli. Here, these teach 8 o'clock. I can eat with them 8 o'clock. Chametz can eat, not chametz. I can eat with them. So by cashing them at 8 o'clock, it's meyadik negayin kano. If someone ever had small teeth and he didn't cash it, it's meyadik negayin. Okay. Hagabuch was speaking about this. I'd just like to mention one chumrah that the Gedolei Achronim say. We're talking about, no, I don't have false teeth, no problem, but it's negaya the longest. But Lemaise, it's negaya every one of us who has fillings. So the fillings have a blea of chametz, so it's also the same shaila. It's not so easy to kasha them, the fillings. So others hold, this is a Pesach Zikya Halacha, that it is kedai, those who have fillings, not to eat hot, that's cloth. The last 24 hours you should, before Pesach, you should not eat hot chametz. You should not eat hot chametz, because then when the Issa chametz is chal, it's less than 24 hours, so there's a shalom of the rice. That means there's a bli of chametz. So that is Issa. The 24 hours before this man is a killer, one should not eat hot chametz, hot pizza. This is the game. And in Pesach Gufa, there are others who are machmer not to have hot things. It shouldn't be too hot. That there shouldn't be a shaila of getting a mablia of ein ben yomei. That's a Pesach dikedin. Okay. Well, let's go back to the Gemara. Right. So we say like this, there's an issa of tikkun mona. I'm toiling a keli, and tikkun mona. She says, but what if this keli I'm toiling, I could use this keli lemalis by mine. That means it's the shaila is about a kois, a glass. That I could take water out of the mikveh with this keli. Yemaleno mayim in mina mikveh, va'olso loy tvilen. So now let us just
water to drink.
If you don't have to drink, you can do other things. You can wash your hands with it. You can do something else with it. You're using the water. So now, so let us just see what the Gemara said. And so the Gemara said, I'm going to be kizach. The Gemara said that if you go, you table the keli, and then you take it out. Yeah, I take a knife. I'm table the knife. So what are you doing? You're tabling the knife. I mean, what's it? So kochach, the whole pool is to be misakin the knife, that it needs to be misakin the knife. So that's a problem of tikkun mona. But over here, I go and take this cup. I have a cup that needs tefillah. I dump it into the, put it into the mikveh, take out some water and wash my hands with it. I don't know. So mamele, it is, you don't see the tikkun mona. We'll elaborate. You don't see the tikkun mona. I'm in the person took out water from the mikvah, kasha b'maisa. So he says, "Be'im u'kli sheroi l'malis b'mayim, yimaleno mayim min ha'mikveh, v'olso loy tvilem." Now, we'll see more the gezachen over here. Yimaleno mayim, so the purpose of this yimaleno mayim is it should not be nire k'misakin mona. Let us just mention a Gemara, and then we'll go from that Gemara. The Gemara speaks about why a person that is tamei is permitted to toivel himself in Shabbos. It's also a misakin mona. If it's tamei, now becomes toivel. How are you allowed to do it? So the Gemara says, nire kemeika. Who says he's toiveling himself? He's cooling himself off. So even though he wants to be mitayr himself, but it's nireke meika. So we see such a concept that if from the pu'ula that he is doing, it doesn't seem that he's creating a tikkun. It looks like he's doing something else. So from this halacha we see that Chazal never made an issa of tikkun if by looking at the pula that is being done, and one doesn't see a tikkun. It's mutter. So just like a person is permitted to retrieval himself in the mikvah and Shabbos, and it's not nireke mesakin gavra because it's nireke meika. So the same thing, the Ramos said, the same thing, listen, if it's not a knife, if it's a cup, so table the cup and take out some water, inshallah, al Yisrael. Fine. Now we're going to see Meredik Zahim. Ve'einoi mevorech, but don't make a bracha. If you're going to make a bracha before you table the cream and say, spill the beans already. You spill the beans. You said you want to be table the cream. Then they go and you put it in. I just want some water. I mean, by making a bracha, you defeat your purpose. If you don't make a bracha, fine, one thing. So now the Mishnah Berurah had a problem. Rabbi Allah, he speaks about it, and Sharetzim, he speaks about it, that there's a big problem. There's a halacha, a orim einai toirim. That means a person who does not have clothing is not permitted to be mafresh trume. Why not? Can you mafresh trume fully your orim? Because you can't make a broche. An orim is not allowed to make a broche. So if you're going to be toirim trume, als an orim, so you're doing a mitzvah, and you're being, you without a broche, she's not allowed to. So here the Mishnah Berurah has a big problem over here. He says, there's a shaila, to be tovel, you want to be tovel it in Shabbos. You can't make a broche because if you make a broche, you can spill the beans. So you won't make a broche. So now the Mishnah Berurah scratches his head. How are you allowed to do that? I'm doing a mitzvah without a broche. He doesn't have an eitzer. If he would have an eitzer, what to do? So adarabba, we would not permit this, but he needs the keli. He's desperate for the keli. He doesn't have a keli to make kiddush. He needs a kosh to make kiddush. He doesn't have a keli. So a mele, a broch he can't make, but he's over an eitzer. So this eitzer is, we're makel because he's over an eitzer. That's this halacha. So I'd like to elaborate. There's a murder kakash over here. We started off that a person is not allowed to be toivel themselves in Shabbos because it's also nirikimisaka. So the Gemara says, nirikimaker. Now, when the isha goes to the mikveh, leil Shabbos, so the whole heter is nirikimaker. Nu, does she make a bracha? Doesn't she make a bracha? She makes a bracha. Nu, so what happened over here? Here we're talking about, it's mamish l'chayre, the same thing. Tvilas Isha and Tvilas Kalim is the same thing. You're not allowed to, there's an Isha in Misakin Gavre. Here there's an Isha Misakin Mone. And here we say, don't make a bracha because if you make a bracha, you're going to spill the beans. And there an Isha goes and stable herself little Shabbos. She makes a bracha.
See, that's close. That's not right. That's close. That's not right.
Where? No, but it's really, she's tabled herself now. Little Shabbos, she's tabled herself. Now, there's a problem with some Asakim Gavrev. The mother addresses this problem. This is a tikkun. The tefillah is a tikkun to her. So the Gemara says, you know what the answer is? Nizik can make her. Don't say she's tremulous. She's just cooling herself off. But she makes a bracha, though. She makes a bracha. So when she makes a bracha, she spills the beans. She's telling us, I'm not nearly can make, I'm playing with myself. So there the halacha is that she's allowed to make the bracha. And here we say, you're not allowed to make the bracha. So the Bir Aloch brings down this kasha. He says a very interesting parrot, which it's not applicable according to all shittas. He says, the Ramah says that she makes the bracha after the tefillah. Not before the tefillah, after the tefillah. That's how the Ramah asks. So Mamela, she makes the bracha after what?
Or normal,
she make a bracha after the tefillah, not before the tefillah. Then there's a whole cheshbon by our Torah tefillah skills. They make the bracha after the tefillah. So Mamela, so the Shir Siakim says, I was in Skabaldek, listen, when I go into the mikveh, and I table myself, I go, looks, ooh. What's the problem? So the answer to tefillah is not a tefillah of tikkun because I'm here to make her. So the tefillah is mutter. I'm allowed to play with myself. Afterwards, I make a bracha, but it doesn't work retroactive to ask the tefillah. Bishas, I made the tefillah. It was here to make her. Later, made a bracha. That doesn't create an issa retroactively on the tefillah. My shayche by tefillahs kalim, you make the bracha before. So you think about tefillahs kalim, and now he's going to type, ooh. So now everyone sees he's misakin money. So that's what the issue is Yaakov says. That's the Terence. But the Terence is not so poshut because there's a machlokes. If you make the bracha later, make the bracha before. Others hold you make the bracha before. The Mechaba Paschals, you make the bracha before. So it's not so poshut, this Terence. I like to say a Terence that the issue means down from Rav Moshe. He says like this. He says that by tevilas kalim, the etzim tevila is a tikkun keli. It's a tikkun keli. It's mainly I'm a second the keli. So I'm going to do a pool fine, and I table the keli. I'm a second the keli. So what am I going to do? But afterwards, after I table the keli, I'm going to take up some water. So the pula of taking out water from the mikveh, which is a pula after the tefillah, that means I tabled it already. I sunk it down. So that really is a tikkun keli. After the tefillah, I'm going to take out some water, and I want to rectify retroactively the tefillah. The tefillah was really a tikkun. So afterwards, I'm going to take out some water. So the taking out the water afterwards will show that the tefillah before was to take out the water. So that means the tikkun of the tefillah is what I do afterwards. That's going to be misakin the tefillah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but if before you make the bracha, so the bracha before it counteracts what you do afterwards. I mean, that's some tefillah is a tefillah of tikkun mona. That's that some tefillah. So I want to cover up everything by after the tefillah, I'm going to take out some water. Oh, you see, I just wanted to take out water. So the pula after the tefillah wants to be misakin retroactively the tefillah. This is what I was doing the whole time. But if I make a bracha before, So that counteracts what you did later. So you better not make a bracha. That is by Tvilas Kalim. By Tvilas Noshim, or by Tvilas Noshim, there, Bishas the Tvila, there's a Nirikameka. That means Bishas. That means the Etzim Tvila, I have a matter of Nirikameka. So you don't need, that means it's, the whole letter is what I'm going to do later. That's going to rectify the previous pula. So if the whole tikkun is what I do later, so the before can be a kilkul. That means the actual tikkun is a double, that's also. So I want to rectify it with, by shepping out water later. So I want to rectify it with what I'm going to do later. So you can rectify it with a later if before the tvila you made a brocha. But over here, the etzim tvila is no problem. The tvila is mutam, because neither can make it. So what I did before will not be mekalkul the tvila, since b'shas the tvila I have had of neither can make it. That's what Rav Moshe says.
It's
more
water.
It's just pretty good. So, neither can make his lamb daf kids the same. You ever saw a person in the mikveh? He's enjoying himself, yeah. He's enjoying himself. So that's, now the second kasha, the mishabur is a problem. The mishabur is a problem that how can I be matter to be toivel without a bracha, not like this. It didn't is orim layitrain. So we see there's a mitzvah. So he brings down a very interesting tenet from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman says as follows: orim layitrain means like this. I don't have proper clothing. I want to be mafresh trumah. So if I'll be mafresh the trumah, so I won't be able to make a bracha. So lo yitrein, what should I do? Someone else to be toyim. That means the tume does not necessarily have to be done through you. You want to be mavrish tume. If you be mavrish tume, you can't make a bracha. So tell someone else, make someone else a shliach to be mavrish tume who has clothing, and let him that's it in orim lo yitrein. Tell someone else. But over here, over here by Tvilas Kalim, here I'm not allowed to make the bracha. Here I'm not allowed to make the bracha because make the bracha. So I'll table without a bracha. That means, if halachically, he gives a very interesting mashal, an oinon is not allowed to make brachas. Is he allowed to eat? Yes, he's allowed to eat. It doesn't say any place an oinon should not eat. I won't make a bracha. Oh, listen, if I can't make a bracha, I won't make a bracha. So that means, if here I am to make a bracha, and I'm not allowed to make a bracha, you don't make a bracha. So he says, that's the difference. A person who is toivel a keli is not allowed to make a bracha, because then the tvila will be also. So no, if you're not allowed to, don't make a bracha. By trume, there was a special din. Why should you be toivel? Tell someone else to be toivel. So if you have this eitzah, the trume could be ufresh with a bracha, so please do that. Why should you be the toivel? But over here, when I'm being toivel, I'm being toivel the keli, and I'm not allowed to make a bracha. I'm not allowed to make a bracha. So that's why he says there's a difference between here and there. Okay.
I don't know
if I'm going to tell a guy to do it. Based on this, I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't have to make him a shliach. It could be it just says need kabbana by tefila. I don't know if you need kabbana by tefila scalem. I mean, if you need kabbana, so the guy's kabbana won't help.
He gets better with that brother.
No, the shale, if it's getabled, it's getabled. So don't forget about the morchim. Let's see, Sifches. Kois sheshosa boy eini yudis. Muta lahadichai ledivrei hakel. Now let us give a little akdome to what the Mechaber is saying. A goy had a kois of yayin. Fine. And it's yayin sheinem a bushel. Fine. He drank in Shabbos, he drank from the kois. Gewaldig. Now, afterwards, when he drank from the kois, so the yayin shebesoich a kois became stam yenom. So bishti, it's also bano. It's stam yenom, it's also. Now, so memele, so now, am I allowed to use this kois now? Is it not? I mean, there's also the kiyayin there. So what do I do? I'll wash out the kois. So you're attacking the kois? That is the shaila. That means without washing out the kois, I can't use the kois because there's droplets of stam yenom in the kois. So the only way I can use the kois is by washing out the kois. So that's what the
if you don't destroy the oil.
No, so it's a good thing. You just... Well, he just is Sam Yenom in the kois. The yayin of the goy? Yes. So who's talking about goy? We're talking about yayin. So what about his reik? His reik is nothing. The shell is the yayin. The yayin is a problem. His reik is, that's a din in tumer. We're not talking about tumer now. We're not in here tumer. We're not in tumer v'tare. We're talking about the yayin sam yayinom. So the Mahabur says, koi sheshosa boyeni yehudi, muta ladisha le divrei hakol. It's not called a being mistak in the kois. The kois is a good kois. In the kois is yayin also, so I'm washing it out. That's not called I was mistak in the kois. If the kois needs to be, so I travel the kois, that's called I was mistak in the kois. Sheshosa boy, yayin. Avshibaloi, let's see the Mishabusim Kalam. Avshibaloi, Adochosalishamishboi. And for Lochile Mikri, Misakin al Yedeze. It's not called I was Misakin the Kais. The Gufa Klietru, the Kais is a Mutadik Kaili. Vayayin Oisoi. You're not allowed to use this Kais because it's also the Kayayim. Ushimisiroi, and you wash out the Kais. Ain't it Misakno, you're not Misakin the Kais. Alakamesimimena, Dovahamos. There was some more than the kois, so I washed it out. Fine. Ve'im yoideya shelo yishtamish boi hayoim. But let's say you're not going to use it anymore. So then there's another shayl. So then you're not allowed to wash it out for after Shabbos.
Yes.
We'll talk about Muxemamish soon. So also Ladifre, then you're not allowed to wash it out. Chanal b'sivob b'mishnamur, like this, to wash out a kois, you're allowed to wash out a kois, because I might need it. But if I know claw, I won't use this kois anymore. So you're not allowed to wash it out. Fine. Now, so now, if I'm not one. Yeah, fine. But now there's a shayla mukseh. Vafilo hochi mutal la kaltola kois. So now let's appreciate the shaylas. The kois has in itself droplets of osa dikiyayim. So there'd be a mokim to say that the kois became a bosis to adva mukseh. That means so the yayin is icha mukseh. Because it's also machila bano, and the kois is a bosis, so lechayre did be a svara to say can't be metaltal the kois. So he says no, that's not sure. Vafilu ochi mutal taltal a kois after lehadoche, and there's a lumbus because the droplets become bosal to the kois. Not that the kois is a bosis to the droplets. No, the droplets become bosal to the kois. So it's not mukzer. ואפילו יש בקויס פירורי פרש ששור ביין יהודי ביין, אפילו this morning droplets, that he was soaking his bread in the yayin, so he now have a lot of crumbs in the kois. אפילו הוכי מוטה לטלטול הקויס, להביא בוסס לדבר יסוס, והפירורים בתלם לגבי הקויס, you have to know your values, the עיקר is the קויס, the פירורים are bottled to the קויס, so it's not called, now don't take out the פירום אתה כמוקצה, but don't be מטלטול the פירום, but I'll compone them, the קויס does not become a בוסס. Kosev mitumas hadeshen. Now we're talking about tikkun. We're learning about tadin. The ein levatol iso b'shabbos. If you have something that's also and I want to be mevatol it, we'll speak about the case pretty soon. So you're not allowed to be mevatol on iso b'shabbos because the ein lecha tikkun gadol mizeh. I was mesaken. That means before it was also. Now I was moisef heter. So now became mutter. So that's called a tikkun. So that's also. The ein lecha tikkun gadol mizeh. So now he says, you're talking about ein levatol iso, you're not allowed to do this because in Shabbos ein lecha tikkun gadol mizeh, va'af b'yiradei simen tzadik tes sivov v'agor, svira lei, the same tumas hadeshen holds, da'af b'chol ein levatol shum iso, v'hosef olav ad shishim, afilum v'iso d'rabbonam. So there's a din Shabbos. I forget about Hilchos Shabbos. I have b'chol. I have b'chol. I have an isra d'rabbonon, and I have there's not shishim. There's 59 halakim of heter, one chelik of isra. An isra d'rabbonon. I'll just add one more chelik and become also b'shishim. Chas v'shalom. I'm about on isra l'chatu. Now I'm about on isra. So this din is a din in Yiradei. I do with Shabbos. This, that the din is not even mevatel anisa, finished. This is such a din, ein mevatel anisa l'chatchila. And here, the Tumas Hadeshen says this, abel v'nisa d'rabona. The same Tumas Hadeshen says, you know, in Shabbos, you're not allowed to be mevatel anisa, al fein l'cho tikkun gadol mizeh. Good morning. I mean, now it's mevatel anisa, period. What are you talking about? Shabbos, ein l'cho tikkun. That's the kasha on the Tumas Hadeshen. We call mocking. Nach gemine, leinen javish be javish, nisarev had betray. The bechil yocheloys of all of our tishim tele vashloy achakas, kadisa be a deisim in koftes, or be shabbos, or be yontem also mishum de mikri misake. Now let's just try to explain this aloche. This aloche as follows. The aloche is, if you have three pieces of meat. Two are glatt kosher and one is steak. But all are steak. Three kizasim of steak. One is steak and two are kosher. So now, meiker adin, yovesh v'yovesh, you have three pieces. Each piece is mutas, proper b'raif. One piece is bottle boiled. Now, we say that one person should not eat all three pieces together because he's just eating isa. So that is also, so we, but three people is allowed to eat, each one is allowed to eat one piece, and shalom al Yisrael. Fine. That is, if we're eating it, if we're eating each piece separately, there's a din of bitl b'chayim. Now, what is if I'm going to cook these three pieces together? Now, if I'm going to cook these three pieces together, you know what's going to happen. There's a piece of isa over here. There's isa over here. And the time of the isa is going to go into the heta. Because you only have it, it's chad betrei. So you're not allowed to cook it. That's close. You're not allowed to cook it. You're only allowed to cook it if you're going to add onto the two pieces of a heifer another 58 pieces of heifer. And now I'll have 60 pieces of heifer. Now you'll have to cook it because the Issa, the time of the Issa, will not go into that because it's Bottle Mishishim. Now let's talk about not Shabbos. Let's talk about Choyl. There's a din aim of Atlan Issa Lechatchila. Am I allowed to add 58 pieces of heter? So Shulchan Aruch says yes. You know why? Because Kolzman, when I put in the 58 pieces, there's no Issa yet. The Issa will first come about when they cook it. So then, it's going to go with, well, now everything is heter. This is heter, this is heter. All three pieces are heter. Three people are out to eat all three pieces. So I'm allowed to add 58 pieces of heter, and then we're allowed to cook it, because it's not called a mevatlan issa. So that is mutter during the week. In Shabbos, you want to do this thing. So that the Tumas Hadesh says, "Ain lecha tikkun gadlu mizah." No. In Shabbos, you're not allowed to do this because through adding the 58 pieces, it comes out. Now you're allowed to cook it. That's called a tikkun in the macholim. Okay.